There's three things we can do with your mum. We can bury her, burn her, or dump her. Dump her in the
cave.
Dump her in the cave. She gets stuck in the flames. Crackle, crackle, crackle. If we burn her, she gets stuck in the flames. Crackle, crackle, crackle. Which is a bit of a shock if she's not quite dead. But quick, and then you get a box of ashes which you can pretend are here. Or, if you don't want to fry, you can bury her, and then she'll get eaten up by maggots and weevils, nibble, 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 which is as I said to you.
She was most impressed because Diana was there.
Yes, no, I have been sleeping, and no, I am dead.
She wanted to make a difference. I think that the most touching story this week was the fact that Diana, while she was on vacation just last week, with her boyfriend, Dodie Fayette,
was nasty. We were both nasty.
Someone that she regularly visited in the hospital. The flowers arrived, and the
short time later, we all know there was a tragic car crash. Now that young girl this week took three of those flowers to the doorstep of Kensington Palace.
David, thank you.
Nasty. We're both nasty.
Here we go to the scene just outside Westminster Abbey. Obviously, as the invited guests continue to arrive.
Of assassins.
It's quite interesting. Initially, the invitations, there were several charades because apparently, Prime Minister Tony Blair was invited, and there was some question whether any former
Prime Minister
would be included.
If we burn her, she gets stuck in the flames. Crackle, crackle, crackle. In the flames. Crackle, crackle, crackle.
The person that the Spencer family wanted, he thought the appropriate representative of the United States government and people. And the White House seemed to be a little shaky on its pins as it tried to describe, well, the president didn't really think it was ceremony to come here, so.
Who died over 10 years ago.
That's correct.
Are you lying?
No, it's just that she's very much in the public eye at the moment.
Does she have a big part?
She is the star of the film.
And then?
Well, we dug her up. She is the star of the film.
And dead.
Surprise, we could discover none.
This is WXDU Durham 88.7 FM.
Well, she still has this enormous, a kind of indefinable, no.
Was there decomposition?
We did have to put her in the fridge between takes.
Decomposition. Was there decomposition? Decomposition. Was there decomposition? Decomposition. Was there decomposition? Decomposition. Decomposition. Was there decomposition? Decomposition. Decomposition.
Miss Monroe was cremated. But surely Miss Monroe was cremated.
Somewhere in an old western. The fear can go on and on until you can't stand it. It's going to break you, and that's when the fear breaks. This is no pawn shop badge. It's a perfect replica of the real thing with cars to go with it.
Westminster Abbey. There's also been a considerable amount of applause for some other dignitaries. But out of this crowd, no one immediately. Well, there's Ted Heath, the former British Prime Minister, the man with the grey hair that you can see just getting out of the car now and being escorted into the Abbey. As we were hearing earlier, all living former Prime Ministers will be in attendance. John Major, Lady Thatcher, and Ted Heath, who's just entered.
War in the hole. Sharp criticism of President Bush's leadership in the Gulf War. Criticism that he may, given the outcome, have had occasion to regret.
That's correct. Also remembered here as a staunch defender of Prince Charles and Princess Diana, someone who was an expert in the Constitution and stood by them for
the century.
There can go on and on until he gets them. It's trying to break through, and that's when the fear breaks.
Thank you.
Solemn curfew, by whose aid, weak masters though ye be, I have bidden the noontide sun, brought forth the mutinous winds, and twixt the green sea and the azure vaults at roaring war, to the dread rattling thunder have I given fire, and rifted Jove's stout oak with his own bolts. The strong-based promontory have I made shake, and by the spurs plucked up the pine and cedar. Ready, send my command, and wake their sleep, float and let them forth by my soul-potent arts. But this rough magic I hear abjure, when I have requires heaven, which is due now, to work mine end upon their senses that this airy charm. I'll rape my star, bury it certain fathom deep, and deeper than did ever plummet sound, I'll rob.
Time for?
The answer is so simple.
My arms are all athrown, and what strength I have's mine own. Now 'tis true, I must be here confined by you, or sent to me. Let me not, since I have my dukedom got, and pardon the deceiver, dwell in this fair island by your side. But release me from my bands with the help of your good hand. Gentle breath of yours my sails must fill, or else my project fails, which was to flee. Now I want spirits to enforce, art to enchant. My ending is despair, unless I be relieved by prayer, which pierces so that it assaults mercy itself.
London Big Ben sounds 9:45 a.m. And now it will be so.
As you from crime pardon me, let your indulgence.
London Big Ben sounds. London's Big Ben sounds 9:45. London's Big Ben sounds 9:45 a.m. London's Big Ben sounds 9:45 a.m. and now it will be silent all day.
Breath needs time for what it kills to grow in, for our sake.
Death begin. Death. 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 Death needs time for what it kills to grow in. For our poop's sweet sake, you stupid, vulgar, greedy, ugly American death sucker.
Lostra found you. So bear ourselves. And its commonwealth of wealth. Lastra Thousia.
What dreams may come, we have shuffled off this mortal.
I know many specters who know this.
Walking uphill to St. Paul's are the men
who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, and our man's disguised Britain. Thanks to his prized love, the lords of the day. The insolence of officers, spurns which patient merit of the unworthy take, when he himself might his quietus make in a bare body.
Now the gun carriage is climbing Ludgate Hill.
get them.
Now the gun carriage is climbing Bloodgate Hill. As it passes, military guards lining the street bow their heads. Immediately behind, in small town coaches drawn by matched pairs, women of the Churchill family, Lady Churchill heavily veiled. As is customary, the women ride and the men walk.
Well, I warned them that Tristan would fight on alone, whatever they did. Their generals told their prime minister and his divided cabinet. These weeks, England will have her neck wrung like a chicken. Some chicken. Some neck.
It needs time for what it kills to grow in.
By the way, I cannot help but reflect that if my father had been American and my mother British, instead of the other way around, I might have got here on my own.
Right. Ryan, guys.
You stupid, vulgar, greedy American death sucker. You stupid, vulgar, greedy American death sucker. You stupid, vulgar, greedy American.
To die is a fate that's come to us all. To die is a fate that must come to us all. Must come to us all.
An innocent woman who heard fire. As the United States of America was being built by brave and honest people, there were times when superstition ran rife and hate played in the mind of our country. In New England, the mere accusation of being a witch was enough to sentence a person to be tied to a stake and burned. This terrible form of colonial justice, with its unfair court proceedings, sent many an innocent woman to her fire.
Imagine the hell of lying trapped in your own coffin.
Makes sense. Let's try it here.
It was all. But how horrible to be buried alive.
And suddenly it occurred to him that he was going to die.
Oh, to be buried alive.
You are a witch.
Coffin, your heart beating wildly.
It occurred to him that he was going to die.
Using up the valuable oxygen.
And suddenly it occurred.
Gasping breath, using up the valuable oxygen.
At the fair court proceedings sent many an innocent woman to her fire. Imagine the hell of lying trapped in your own coffin.
Sooner or later, he knew that, of course, they all did. But tonight,
the possession of one's mind has a thing.
The wind that makes
the possession of one's mind by the death
quicker. The sick, hollow fear
in one's mind must dull.
He doubled slightly forward, supporting himself on the back of the chair.
Included unfortunate wretches who will be punished by either drunk or drunk.
Middle of the road, his hands up.
Imagine
the old car sputters to a stop.